So this is one of my own images. It's from my forthcoming book called We May As Well Dance, which is loosely about the 18 months of the pandemic. The book itself is divided up into chapters, and when I first committed to do the book, I'd assumed that I was going to make it about what we were going through during lockdown and some of the constraints that were being put on our freedom and et cetera, et cetera. Except as I got towards the end of the book, my mother became very, very ill, terminally ill as it happened, and my husband and I unexpectedly was tasked with looking after her and caring for her 24/7. Obviously that informed my state of mind and the work that I was making in as much as I had time to make work, which I didn't really. Anyway, this was an image that it wasn't shot during the pandemic. It was an image from my catalogue, but the chapter about my mother was called Shifting Sands, because obviously things were shifting very quickly for all of us. And I felt that this image, the solitary figure, I felt was my mother. And I tried to create a sense of somebody alone, obviously, wandering off into the unknown. I made the colours suitably sombre. The image itself is a combination of multiple exposure, ICM, and there's some Photoshop work there as well. So there is some digital post-processing collage as well as in-camera collage. One thing that's quite unusual for me, I really don't like obvious repetition when I'm taking the images, and you can see that a house on the left-hand side has got the windows being obviously repeated. I suppose I could have cloned those out in Photoshop. I don't know why I chose not to. I think I wanted to create a sort of sense of confusion and unrest, so I left them in. The title that I've given it for the book is called Solitary Farewell. Perhaps a different interpretation could relate to the location. The image itself was taken on a workshop in the Faroe Islands that I led with Terry Gibbons a couple of years ago. And as is often the case with this location, it rained all day and every day, and it was absolutely relentless. It wasn't the most successful trip. The hotel where we were staying was being redecorated, and the bar was closed, and many of the cafes were closed as well. And in fact, we had to go back to the airport to have our lunch on more than one occasion because we just couldn't find anywhere to feed our group. So there was much to frustrate the keen photographer, but obviously plenty to delight the eye as well. The islands themselves are unrivaled for their natural beauty, with the crashing waves and the windswept, jagged coastline. It's obviously very remote and unforgiving, and it's a location, I think, to look at in wonder and treat with respect. And I suppose with this particular image, I was trying to convey a sense of togetherness when I shot the images. So the little houses that were all clustered together, it was almost about, you know, them against the environment. And I wanted to cluster this little group of houses together and contrast them against the sort of ferocity of the elements, if you like. So the second title that I've chosen would be Unity, to try to represent that sense of unity that the islanders must obviously feel.